From the crowd yesterday, you'd think it was fourth quarter, down by 2, 3 seconds on the clock. But actually, it was a Seattle City Council land use vote. And that vote might have changed Seattle's odds of building a third sports venue in SoTo and maybe getting an NBA team. This whole thing involved developer Chris Hansen, who already has a deal to build a basketball arena on First Avenue South, but doesn't yet have an NBA team to play there. Seattle Times reporter Jeff Baker came by this morning to tell us about it. I asked him to remind us what Chris Hansen wanted from the city in the first place.
What he wanted was to get access to part of Occidental Avenue South, and the reason is because the street was going to run right through center court of his new arena, or center ice, depending on which sport you like. But you can't build an arena when you have a street going through, and so he needed the city to give up that street, and he was going to pay $18 to $20 million, plus build a pedestrian bridge, some sidewalk space, do some public benefits in order to gain access to that street. After that, he would have had 5 years to actually build on that street, but in order to get public financing for it, he would have needed to get an NBA team before November of 2017, which is when his funding deal runs out with the city and county.
Well, yesterday the city council heard all kinds of reasons not to build this arena. We heard about jobs. We heard about traffic. We also heard about how much people really love and miss the Supersonics. So how is it that jobs and traffic won over the Sonics here?
Well, that's a very good question. And I guess part of the issue which happens with any sports debate in any city in America, it's not just a Seattle thing, is that sometimes the sports angle tends to get misrepresented by the degree of passion that is shown by fans. And what I'm saying is, you know, you can listen, you can go on a sports talk radio at any time of the day, and it seems like there's millions and millions of fans that are clamoring for something to happen. And what you don't hear from are the people out there who are housing advocates, who are advocates for, you know, decent wage jobs. You don't hear that as passionately as you do with sports. In the end, I think what you got to do is listen to what they said during their speeches. They made a lot of impassioned speeches about jobs, about the Port of Seattle. And I think, you know, whoever was lobbying from the Port of Seattle side got through to those council members.
I'm talking with Jeff Baker. He's an enterprise and investigative reporter for the Seattle Times. We're talking about the vote that happened last night at the Seattle City Council. The council voted 5-4 against allowing developer Chris Hansen to vacate a street in the SoTo neighborhood to build a new arena. The arena was supposed to be for an NBA team, potentially for a National Hockey League team as well. We don't have either of those in Seattle right now, by the way. We have neither an NBA nor an NHL team, but this was an arena for them to come. And after the vote yesterday, Mayor Murray said that this makes it less likely that the National Basketball Association will ever return to Seattle. Do you think he's right?
I don't think he's right about them ever returning to Seattle. I had my doubts that they were going to be able to return here the way the current memorandum of understanding is constructed between Hansen, the city, and the county, because it requires him to get an NBA team, you know, as of November 2017, or else he can't get funding. And, you know, when I was in New York 2 weeks ago, I asked NBA Commissioner Adam Silver about that, and he gave me absolutely no indication that the league was prepared to expand here that quickly. He said expansion is not anybody's priority within the league right now. They're trying to negotiate a new collective bargaining agreement between players and owners. They have $24 billion in new TV revenue that's coming in nationally, and they have to figure out how to split it up. The players want a bigger share, of course, and the owners want to keep as much as they can. So adding one or two new teams to the mix and splitting it up even more isn't really on the agenda right now.
What is Chris Hansen saying about this vote?
Chris Hansen put out a statement last night on his website, sonicsarena.com, and he's basically said they haven't given up the fight. They're going to keep going. But as of this point, nobody really knows how he's going to be able to keep going. He could theoretically go back to council and ask to have another vote. But it's going to be politically difficult for some of these council members now after a lot of them put their necks out. Some of them are taking a lot of heat this morning for their vote from fans. It's going to be tough for them to come back and then flip-flop and go the other way on an issue without having some splaining to do. I don't know. The other alternative for Hansen could be maybe, you know, against all odds, the NBA is going to come out and award him a team at some point prior to November of 2017 because his MOU is still in effect. I mean, if they were to do that, he could then go back to council with a very persuasive argument that, hey, if you give me this now, I've got a team here. We're not just building this thing for nothing. And that could potentially sway votes. Other than that, I'm at a loss to explain how he's going to get it done.
I want to ask you about the Mariners now. They have a new CEO, John Stanton, and last week, one of the first public quotes he gave was to say that this arena that Chris Hansen wanted to build in SoTo would be like a big, ugly house right at the end of your driveway, meaning right in front of Safeco Field. You're saying it's going to be hard for Chris Hansen to build this arena in SoTo. Is that dream of building a new arena for an NBA team, is it over?
It's over, I think, in that Soto location, definitely. I mean, right now, when I spoke to Sally Bagshaw right after the vote, I spoke to her for about half a minute. And the first thing she said to me is, you know, I said, where do we go from here? And she said, we have to take a look at Key Arena, because there's been a report by the AECOM architectural firm. It's a global firm that said you could renovate it for $285 million and make it NBA NHL compliant. Now, is that true? I don't know, because they have to do a more exhaustive financial study on it. And that's exactly what Sally Bagshaw suggested we get to doing. I've seen records recently, public records that suggest she's already been talking to local merchants associations about perhaps looking at privatizing some of the land in Seattle Center to see if they could build some adjacent businesses around the arena to make it more profitable and make it easier to lure an owner to come in and perhaps spend private money. I mean, that's the whole objective. The city's not going to spend $285 million on Key Arena. They need an owner to come in, a team owner, and spend that money, but you have to make it financially attractive to them. Everybody knows arenas aren't a very profitable venture for anybody. You need the surrounding businesses to make it work.
Seattle Times reporter Jeff Baker.